Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, March 21st. The Ontario government is introducing measures it says will protect border crossings from blockades. If passed, those measures in the Keeping Ontario Open for Business Act would give police more power to impose roadside suspension of driver's licenses and their vehicle permits, seize plates, and remove blockades. The government says it also plans to put nearly $96 million into tools to support province-wide responses during unlawful demonstrations and illegal blockades that impede international borders and airports. The City of Owen Sound has a new acting director of public works. Mike Crone will take on the job following the retirement of Dennis Kafalis, who has been in the role since 2018. Crone will provide leadership to the public works and engineering department in day-to-day operations and support the many capital projects slated to take place this year. He's held various roles during his career, including operations manager with the Ontario Clean Water Agency, manager of public works with the City of Owen Sound, and most recently, operations coordinator, providing supervision and capital support for infrastructure at Bruce Power. Bruce County's Transportation and Environmental Services Committee is supporting a bylaw to adjust speed limits on county roads and in construction zones. The roads featured in the bylaw include 1, 3, and 17. They're looking at reducing the speed limit on a part of Bruce Road 1 near Huron-Kinloss to 60 kilometers an hour. Bruce County Road 13, they're looking at reducing to 70 kilometers between Eckford Avenue and 2nd Avenue South. And for Bruce County Road 17, they might reduce the posted speed limit to 60 from Mill Creek Bridge in Port Elgin to 250 meters west of Side Road 1314. A Chesley man has won the lottery. The OLG says in a release, Philip Jackman of Chesley won over $104,000 in the second prize playing Lotto 649. Jackman, a 55-year-old father, says he'll do some of the things he's always dreamed of. He says he's going to finish building his house, invest, and would like to retire earlier. He also plans to treat himself to a trip to Jamaica. The winning ticket was purchased at Petro-Canada on Kennedy Road in Scarborough. The federal government is considering offering economic incentives to households willing to open their homes to Ukrainian refugees. Minister of Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Sean Fraser made the comments during an interview with CTV. He also wouldn't rule out a tax credit as a potential path the government could pursue to help temporary resettlement efforts for Ukrainians fleeing Canada. Eight people were killed during a Russian strike on a shopping center in Kyiv. In Mariupol, Ukrainians have refused to surrender the city in response to a Russian demand and so-called deadline to do so. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 190 points to 22,009. The Dow Jones is down 201 points. Our dollar is trading at 79.39 U.S. cents, up 0.05 of a cent. And the price of oil is $112.03, up $7.33 a barrel. In sports, the Chicago Blackhawks have dealt goaltender Marc-Andre Fleury to the Minnesota Wild for a conditional first-round pick. It is trade deadline day in the NHL. The Toronto Maple Leafs have waived Peter Mrazek, and Harry Sattery was also waived and has been claimed by the Arizona Coyotes. On the ice tonight, four games, two Canadian teams in action. The Montreal Canadiens take on the Boston Bruins, and the Edmonton Oilers visit the Colorado Avalanche. The Leafs' next game is on Wednesday against the New Jersey Devils. It's an off day for the Owen Sound Attack in the Ontario Hockey League ahead of tomorrow's home game against the Sarnia Sting. The Attack are coming off back-to-back wins over Erie on the weekend and have points in their past 12 games. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors face the Chicago Bulls tonight. Tip-off is set for 8 this evening. And in Major League Baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Detroit Tigers 3-1 this afternoon in Grapefruit League action. There's always more sports online at the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.